This is John Batchelor. In conversation with my colleague Liz Peek of The Hill and Fox News, we looked upon the question, is this a recession? Are we in a recession now? And Liz looked at the banks. The banking crisis now means that not only small banks and regional banks, but big banks are hesitating about loans. And they're looking at their books and saying, which of these loans are bad? Especially in light of what we know is the commercial real estate wobbly after several years of pandemic and people not returning to their office buildings. All of this adds up to the unknown as the Federal Reserve prepares, we're told, to raise rates again. Raising rates in a crisis already upon us with regional banks wobbly. Here's Liz Peek.
Well, I think this is one of the data points the Fed is going to be looking at very hard. And Janet Yellen has made it clear that she doesn't know what the impact of credit tightening is going to be, nor does Jay Powell. I would argue it's not just smaller banks that are all of a sudden slamming on the brakes in terms of issuing new loans. It's also the big banks. I mean, I've heard, you know, rumors, scuttlebutt, that all the banks across the spectrum are looking at their loan books and also preparing possibly for a recession, a downturn, and sort of figuring that, you know, they have to be extra cautious going into that because of the possibility, as you always have in down cycles, of loan losses originating not just from the commercial real estate market, although that is clearly something everyone's now looking at, but also just from business failures. So are we going into a recession? This recession's been looming for over a year now. A lot of economists say we are, that this will be a flat quarter. You're right. The Atlanta Fed, I think, has it up 1.8% in the second quarter right now. But those numbers really bounce around like crazy at the Atlantic Fed. Every new report that comes in, they adjust it. So I look to that for direction. And you're right, they're still talking positive growth. But I think most economists think this quarter could be flat to up slightly, and then the next two quarters might be down year over year and heading into a recession. And to your point, a big part of that could be credit tightening, a factor that I think the Fed has really come kind of close to saying they don't know how to measure. So again, I'm a little astonished, actually, that the Fed's going to hike rates again, which I think they will tomorrow, given the damage that that's doing to the banking system and the fact that they don't really know how constricting the credit tightening is. I think it's a pretty risky move.
I'm John Batchelor.